You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
With it now being over 3 years since Russia invaded Ukraine, and knowing that many people who are caught up in conflicts around the world do sadly end up losing some or all of the sight, we know how lucky we are here in the UK with the local rehabilitation services to help and support people to cope and in many ways rebuild their lives. But how might it be for people in Ukraine who are caught up in the conflict to cope with their sight loss, and what services might be on offer to help and support them too? Well, now here on RNIB Connect Radio, we are going to hear all about a recent World Health Foundation funded 2-week visit to the UK by a delegation of health and educational professionals from Ukraine to find out all about rehabilitation services and other sight loss support services here in the UK, which could be on offer in Ukraine too. I am now joined by Susan Cadby, who is the Senior Lecturer in Rehabilitation Studies at Birmingham City University, along with Philippa Cubitt, who is the National Rehabilitation Services Lead at Blind Veterans UK, to find out a bit more about the recent visit from the Ukraine Health and Educational Professionals. Welcome to RNIB Connect Radio, Susan and Philippa.
Thank you for welcoming me onto the radio show today.
Hi, Toby. Thank you for having us here today to discuss the exciting project that was had recently.
It sounds like a really important visit for the delegation of Ukraine health and educational professionals. Susan, how did this, I suppose, visit come about, and what did they experience on the visit too?
Okay, the visit came about, it was contact from Philippa and Blind Veterans UK, who initially had the first contact. Philippa invited us to have contact with the delegates from the Ukraine to demonstrate our structured approach to rehabilitation, learning and teaching training. I think Philippa could probably fill you in more on the details with regards to how it came about.
So we've been doing some work with Ukraine over the past couple of years when the initial escalation in war happened. We were approached more recently by the World Health Organization and asked to support them with a number of pieces of work around vision rehabilitation curriculum that they'd be using to support blinded veterans over in Ukraine, and in fact help shape services to those with a visual impairment in Ukraine, not just veterans, and it includes the wider population. And those pieces of work have been to look at some curriculum that they'd created, to provide some online support, and then this third phase was to have a sort of UK study tour, if you like, with the wider consensus to learn and understand the services within the UK that support someone with a visual impairment. And that would include statutory services, charitable organisations and education providers. How do we train someone to support someone with a visual impairment? Which is why we then obviously approached Birmingham City University to support that element of the programme.
Do we know what the sort of, I suppose, picture of services is in Ukraine for blind and partially sighted people? Is it very much sort of early days?
So the contact we've had has painted a picture of broken services or services that haven't really evolved. So although there are some organisations in Ukraine that are providing services for people with visual impairments, they aren't connected. There doesn't seem to be a network or centralised system of support and an approach from a government level. So they are very much starting from scratch in some areas. So it was really important to them to understand the UK system at all levels. So that's why it was so important and of a huge benefit to them to come and see our services.
And I suspect also, you know, sort of modern warfare is very much around drones, as we hear a lot on the news, and I suspect very different to conflicts of 20, 30 years ago. Are drones having, I suppose, a very different impact and effect on people's vision compared to injuries that we might have seen 20, 30 years ago?
It's one of the reasons blind veterans are keen to have worked with Ukrainians is around our own learning from this work. Our last war blinded member joined the charity over a decade ago, and there was skills fade, lack of exposure, and war has changed, like you said, in Iraq and Afghanistan. IEDs, snipers were more prevalent, and then now we're looking at drones, and obviously that changes the trajectory of the blast injuries, so head down as opposed to feet up. So it's important to us to learn and understand the complexities of the injuries being seen in Ukraine, because as an organization it is important for us to always be conflict ready to be able to support our own veterans should that be something that happens in the future.
Susan, rehabilitation services in Ukraine are obviously very much at a very early stage. What sort of things do you think that they could possibly implement at the moment to help people out there?
The point of the visit from our perspective, from a Birmingham City University perspective, was to provide them with an understanding of the structured approach that we provide, which encourages sequential learning, and also the assessment process was very important to them, to identify how we assess a person's capabilities and how they will be able to react and problem solve in the moment in the rehabilitation field. I think the assessment element was very, very important to them. I think it's a case of how do they know when somebody has the skills that they can apply to practical cases which arise. So I think ultimately they have rehabilitation services, but I think it's the numbers that are potentially the problem that they are having now, is the number of people that are injured and the amount of support that is available doesn't marry up. So it's about supporting the qualification of qualified rehabilitation workers to enable them to encompass the support needs for everybody involved within that conflict.
And I suspect it's very difficult at the moment to get those services out to the people with everything that's going on in Ukraine.
Potentially, yes. As has been mentioned with regards to, it could possibly be travel, mobility, electric, you know, Wi-Fi. There are so many potential outages which increase the difficulties, shall we say, in enabling people to access services.
And I suspect, as well as the delegation from Ukraine learning and experiencing rehabilitation services and other sight loss services here in the UK, I suspect you both probably maybe learnt something from them too.
Yeah, I think there were a number of outcomes for us when we were working with Ukrainians. I think the forward thinking and the approach to find solutions to the problems that they have in Ukraine was overwhelming, how fast paced they are in taking action. Their approach has been innovative, has been collaborative. They're pulling expertise from all over the globe to support them. It was really interesting to see how they are utilizing psychological support, and there's a real focus on providing specialist psychological support to anybody that's faced with blindness, which is something, although we acknowledge here and we talk about practical and emotional support, I think certainly for us, we don't have psychologists working internally and we don't routinely refer out to specialist services. We talk a lot more around well-being and a more soft approach to some of that psychological support. So I think that's something we're taking away, as we recognise that we provide, but actually could we do more, and do we need to do more earlier to support someone's psychological needs? And the other area, which is definitely sort of something we talk about it within blind veterans, is around the focus on strategy rather than the quick going towards a technology solution. So I think we take for granted sometimes the Wi-Fi, the electricity, the lighting, access to assistive tech apps that are available in our language, and actually how Ukraine is having to problem solve, because Wi-Fi isn't consistent. Technology isn't always going to work if you can't charge it, if you've got power cuts, if you haven't got the Wi-Fi. Also, one of the problems we're finding is even something as simple as an Alexa, which, you know, so many of our veterans use, isn't available in Ukrainian. It's available in Russian, but obviously Ukrainians will not be and do not want to use the Russian language, even if that's their first language. So it was interesting to see that. The other thing is lighting. We take for granted we can have task lighting and we can optimize lighting. If you don't have electricity, even that, you know, basic technique of having good lighting to support any functioning vision is removed. So I think that was something to for us to think about, is that refocus on strategy and how important those basic skills are before you even introduce technology.
And Susan, for you, for the rehabilitation course and maybe other things that you might have learnt?
Very much, as Philippa has just said, from a psychological aspect, we don't know what's to come and we don't use psychologists. We use, as Philippa said again, wellbeing, more principles for emotional and psychological support. So it's something that is an unknown and something that could be incorporated into our learning and teaching over here in the UK.
And will there be more opportunities for collaboration and exchanging of knowledge around rehabilitation services between Blind Veterans UK, Birmingham City University, and the health and educational professionals who did visit from Ukraine?
I think there's certainly a willingness from Ukraine to continue a collaboration and learn. And I think there was a real, they were very sceptic actually when they arrived as to could they learn anything, because as Susan said, there are some rehabilitative services in Ukraine. Often they're focused on children as opposed to those who acquire sight loss later in life or through injury. And I think when they arrived, there was very much a scepticism about what they could learn, and went away openly saying, we were sceptic, we have learned so much, this has been so beneficial. So there's a real keenness from them. And I certainly think the support that I had when I approached the wider sector, Birmingham City University, was amongst another sort of 16 organisations that offered to support this project. There was a real keenness to be involved and to provide help and assistance. So I do think there is an appetite across the sight loss sector here in the UK to continue the support. And I would say there is a need. And I think the doors it's opened is actually just the collaboration between the UK side working together to provide this project, this tour around the UK, has really opened opportunities for us to work collaboratively more regularly. And I think that's really important for any sector.
And Susan, from the point of Birmingham City University, more collaboration as well?
Yes, definitely. There has been contact made with regards to sight loss and from a more medical perspective, which is an area where I feel that Ukraine have specialists in that field. It appears to be much more medically minded rather than rehabilitative minded. So hopefully that collaboration, we can pull each other up so we're all on par and delivering a similar service.
Philippa, I think this visit was maybe part of a wider Touchpoint project. And is there anywhere, maybe on the Blind Veterans UK website, where people can find out more about the project, this visit, and of course, all the services that you provide here in the UK?
Absolutely. Our website is easily found just by Googling Blind Veterans UK, where you'll find lots of information around criteria for membership, services that we offer, and projects and initiatives that we do regularly.
And Susan, if people would like to find out more about Birmingham City University and the rehabilitation courses that you offer, where's the best place for people to go to find out more about the university and the courses?
The Birmingham City University website has all the information that is required within that. And also to note that we've currently undergone a revalidation. So the complex needs top up linked to the rehabilitation course has also been redeveloped with a focus on updating the learning and teaching to reflect what's currently required in society. So yes, there are also changes. If anybody has looked previously and would like an updated version, please check out the website. And the website address is www.bcu.ac.uk.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Susan and Philippa, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio and telling me more about the recent visit by the delegation of Ukraine health and educational professionals to the UK.
Thank you for having us, Toby.
Yes, thank you, Toby.